Back here with TJ McFarland in the house on Sportsline. And TJ, going through a rookie year, did you have any pinch yourself moment like, I am facing the New York Yankees? What got you?
Mine was literally the first game, opening day in Camden Yards. We had the orange carpet that everybody ran down, which was, you know, nerve-wracking for me because everybody kept telling me that if you don't pick up your feet, you don't pay attention, you're going to trip down the orange carpet and 40,000 people are going to see you fall. So I think that was a big moment for me where I had to really look around and take in everything because that crowd was incredible and we had fireworks going and the whole shot. And that was awesome.
Yeah, you're 23 years old and you're in the most beautiful ballpark in baseball. And, you know, that has to be something.
Yeah. I mean, dreamt it any better than that. That's incredible.
All right. Before we do our fun five questions, you have a real shot at making the Orioles as a relief pitcher, especially with the 25-game suspension for Troy Patton. You might be a second lefty, a long man. I think you'll be on the roster at a lot of points during the year, no matter what. But you also, I think the club's going to weigh out whether or not they want you starting every fifth day because they may see you as a starter long term. Do you factor that in at any point? Do you have a preference? Like, I could be a legitimate starting pitcher in the big leagues, or I could just, you know, be in the bullpen and be very effective in that side of things.
Well, that's something I definitely thought about towards the end of the year and then going into the offseason. I only threw 75 innings. And as a reliever, that's
a lot.
It's a lot. It's pretty good. But as a starter, there's no way you can come back and throw 150, 180 innings. So that was one of the reasons why I went down to winter ball and got, you know, 40 more innings packed on to that year of work. So then this year I have options. I'm able to do both. Whatever role they see fit for me is what I'm going to do. But, I mean, essentially I'm trying to make the team. It doesn't matter if I'm a starter in the bullpen, a lefty specialist. I just want to break camp with the team.
Do you think you could be good in the lefty specialist role, effective particularly getting left-handers out? Your stuff kind of plays to both sides.
It does. It does. I throw that sinker, and I'm able to get right-handers out with it, and the changeup as well. It plays on both sides. But, I mean, I think I could do anything. I know Mattis is incredible against lefties.
He is.
So, I mean, that's really not necessarily a huge need in the bullpen right now, but I think I would be able to do everything.
Yeah, right now they're looking for a second left-hander and likely another guy who can go multiple innings. So you might be able to fit either one or both of those roles. All right, TJ McFarland, time for our fun five questions here on Sportsline. Question number one, and this is from somewhat your neck of the woods, being an Illinois native. If you were a Winter Olympian, what sport would you play?
If I was a Winter Olympian, I would have to. I mean, I love snowboarding.
Okay.
I can't do it, but I love snowboarding. Yeah. No, I mean, I would love to do like the half pipe.
You want to do the half pipe?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
This is a dream question.
Yeah.
If you were a Winter Olympian,
right,
what sport would you play? Second, what was your favorite high school subject?
It was math. For me, math came easy, so I was able.
Really?
To, yeah, okay, I was able to get through it. English and like science, those subjects I couldn't get through them. It was horrible. So math.
You can do math.
I can do math.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Last movie you saw in the theaters?
What did I see? I think I saw the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games was good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
When you're in the minor leagues, do you go to a lot of movies?
Yeah, minor leagues for sure. Just to kill time.
Like daytime
catch a movie, yeah, matinees that are like $4. But, I mean, when you go in the minor leagues, the cities that you go to, there's not much going on. So you could definitely find a movie theater somewhere.
What was your ultimate fast food restaurant in your minor league career?
What, Chick-fil-A.
But you went to Chick-fil-A far more than Burger King, McDonald's?
100%. I love Chick-fil-A. I can eat Chick-fil-A, like, every day.
I do, too. I mean,
happy.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I love the other stuff, too. I just try and stay away from it as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Would you... How many times would you go multiple times a week to Chick-fil-A, you think?
Well, the problem was there might not have been a Chick-fil-A in Kinston, North Carolina. You know, I don't know. But
to me, the minor league experience, and this is the same in baseball, what makes baseball so great professionally, the umpires, the broadcasters, the PR people, the marketing people, the presidents of teams, the salespeople, they all work their way up through a minor league process, and the players. That is a wonderful thing, I think. So when you get to the big leagues, everyone has the same feeling of, this is so awesome.
Right. Right. I mean, even everybody does. Everybody goes through that same process.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, there are a few people who might in umpiring, or very few umpires, but maybe broadcasting, like Joe Angel, never called minor league games, the Orioles' voice. He's one of the few people who has not called a minor league game now in the major leagues.
Right.
It's just very cool. It's an earning process.
For everyone involved.
For everyone
Players,
involved.
Players, staff, everybody. Yeah.
So you feel pretty good when you get there.
Yes.
And although you pitched a good amount of minor league innings, you were a young guy when you got to the big leagues at 23.
I was a high school sign. So, signing at 17, 18 years old, you got a few years, 4 or 5 years until you hit that age where it's like, okay, well, if you haven't made it yet, you got to start figuring stuff out. But, lucky for me, I was able to get up fairly quickly and, get to the big leagues before 24.
What round were you again?
Fourth round.
And baseball in Illinois, I imagine March and April, pretty tough.
Yeah, our first games was snowing.
Snowing.
There would be snowflakes coming down. We'd play through it if there wasn't any snow on the ground. It was cold, though.
Did you ever worry scouts wouldn't find you in Illinois based on just the cold?
You would think so, but they find you. If you're throwing hard, or if you have good stats, or there's some kind of hype behind you, whether you're in, a huge class where there's a lot of people in your school, or there's, you're some small school down in southern Illinois, it doesn't matter. They will find you if you're good enough.
So how hard did you throw in high school?
Junior year, I topped out about 85. Senior year, I got up to 92, 93.
Really?
Yeah.
Southpaw, 92.
It was chaos with the high school scouts and everything.
Really?
Yeah, they lined up. It was like one day they weren't there, and then the next day when I hit 93, 92, 93.
There's the gun.
There was 30 guys behind the backstop.
What position did you play outside pitcher?
I was first base, and I played some outfield too.
Did you hit it well?
I did hit. Yeah, I did hit well. For a high school kid,
Amazes me about pitchers. Steve Johnson is like the all-time Maryland record holder for doubles.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that incredible?
I got to bring that up to him, yeah.
It's across the board. I always think of pitchers as really probably the best athletes on the team. Don't go running around saying
that.
Yeah,
right. No, I'm probably going to quote you on that pretty soon here. But
think about it. I mean, every single pitcher we have here was a great high school hitter.
Right.
And think about Little League. The pitcher was always the best hitter on the team.
Always. He was always the all-star. He was the guy that could play any other position.
Jay, our producer back home, is saying Gavin Floyd raked in high school. I saw Gavin Floyd in a home run in high school that has not landed yet. Think about that for a second. That's incredible. All right, question four. Favorite baseball movie?
Sandlot.
2 days in a row. I love it. Yeah, fist bump on the Sandlot.
I love Sandlot.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Favorite all-time video game? Any genre, any console, anything. Go all-time here.
I'm going to go with the James Bond N64.
Great game.
That started it all. I remember having
GoldenEye,
like,
right?
Yeah, GoldenEye. That's what it was. GoldenEye. We'd have N64 tournaments. We'd hook up like three or four of them. It was crazy.
I didn't have N64. I had to go to someone else's house to play GoldenEye.
Okay.
And I really just watched and observed. That is so much fun. That game is awesome.
Yeah.
That was the best game ever. Back to Sandlot. Were you a Squeaks or a Smalls fan, I should say, or Benny the Jet Rodriguez fan?
Probably Squints. I thought Squints was pretty funny.
He was amazing. What a movie that is. That movie, I can like remember the first time I saw it, where I was. Terrific.
That was literally the story of what I did in the summer. That's it.
That's what you did.
We would get the neighborhood kids, we'd go to the cul-de-sac, and we'd play baseball every single day.
And Jay's reminding me about Wendy Peppercorn, who is gorgeous. Let's just leave it at that. TJ McFarland, awesome stuff, man. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
That's TJ McFarland. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up for the week here on Sports Line.